The Shadow of Fu Manchu.
Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Commissioner of New Scotland Yard, has successfully thwarted the insidious Dr. Fu Manchu in his plans for world dictatorship. By a clever ruse, Smith, accompanied by his friend Dr. Petrie, ascertains the location of the headquarters of the Si Fan, an organization headed by the brilliant Oriental scientist. Finding himself cornered, Fu Manchu escapes by jumping in the Thames River, and police boats stationed in the vicinity spray the river with bullets, and Smith's quarry fails to rise to the surface. Shortly after, Dr. Petrie joins his wife, Karame, at their home in Cairo, where he resumes his research on tropical diseases. Several months pass. Then, one hot afternoon, as Dr. Petrie is hard at work in his laboratory...
6 fluid ounces. 2 grains. Yes, that's it, all right. Let's see now.
Yes, yes, what is it?
Excuse Dr. Petrie. A gentleman calling.
Oh, tell him I can't be disturbed now, Hassan.
Sahib says his business very urgent.
Well, what's the man's name?
Here. Card, Sahib.
Paul Sterling. Sterling? I see that. Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'll see him.
Yes, Sahib. Come in, please.
What do you do, Doctor?
Oh,
I'm fortunate to have found you at home.
You're Paul Sterling, the botanist.
Yes, Dr. Petrie.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
I've come to see you on a matter of utmost importance, Doctor. How soon will you be able to leave Cairo?
Leave Cairo?
Dr. Petrie, I left Paris by plane this morning. The French government sent me to ask your help. I have the plane waiting now.
Plane? French government? Excuse me, but this is just confusing. I didn't know you had any connections with the French government. You're American, aren't you?
I'm sorry, Doctor. Perhaps I should explain more fully.
Please, I'd appreciate it.
I've been in France for some time working on data I collected on the upper Amazon River.
Oh, yes, I know. I've read about your amazing botanical discoveries there, Sterling.
I've been staying near Monte Carlo, where I rented a villa, adjacent to an old monastery called Saint-Claire de la Roche. Dr. Petrie, a dreadful disease has made its appearance there, and the medical authorities are baffled.
Oh, what kind of a disease?
That's just it. Dr. Cartier, when he examined the first victim... diagnosed it as sleeping sickness.
But what are the symptoms?
Ghastly, Doctor. A purple spot appears on the forehead of the victims, and death occurs when the spot spreads to the eyes.
Strange.
I went to Paris immediately and suggested that you be consulted. You must come, Dr. Petrie.
Very well, I'll be ready to leave in the morning.
But this is urgent, Doctor.
Well, I realize that, but I must make preparations. I must pack things from my laboratory.
That won't be necessary. The French authorities have placed the Villa Jasmine at my disposal. There's a completely equipped laboratory.
Oh, well, in that case, we can leave this evening. You'll stay and have dinner with us, won't you? My wife has taken a party of friends into the desert, but to return shortly.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. But if you don't mind, I'll return to the airport and make arrangements for our departure. I shall expect you there at 9 o'clock.
Very well. I'll join you as soon as I've said goodbye to Mrs. Petrie. I'm afraid she won't be very pleased about this.
I understand. I'll see you at the airport then.
Yes, Sterling. Just as soon as I can make it.
I only hope you'll be able to take the purple shadow.
Now tell me, Sterling, what sort of people are stricken by this disease?
Open-air workers mostly, Dr. Petrie. I mean gardeners and farm workers. The last victim was a gardener employed by an American family who lives just this side of St. Clair de la Roche.
I see, I see. This monastery is a sort of tourist attraction, I understand.
It used to be. But a certain Egyptian named Mahdi Bey bought it and closed it to the public.
Oh. But you were speaking of the stricken gardener.
Oh, yes. Cortier and the other French doctors are getting in a perfect panic. You see, the whole thing has been kept secret. If the truth leaks out, the Riviera will be deserted.
Yes, I see. You know, it's amazing how much you remind me of your father.
Oh, you knew him?
Oh, of course. Dr. Andrew Sterling was one of the best botanists I've ever known.
I want to finish what he started, Dr. Petrie. He died in Sumatra, like water fever.
Yes, I know.
You know, there's something very strange about Dad's death.
What do you mean?
I stopped in Sumatra a year after he died, and no one was able to show me his grave.
Oh, that is strange.
No, this is the airport.
Yes, I see. Yes, quite a crowd.
Well, I meant to ask you, what about Mrs. Petrie?
Oh, of course, Academy wanted to come, but I talked her out of it. Perhaps she'll join me later.
Well, here we are. Oh, Dr. Cartier, this is Dr. Petrie.
How do you do?
Well, Dr. Cartier?
This is terrible, Mr. Sterling. 5 new cases since you left.
Where are they, Doctor?
4 have died, Dr. Petrie. The 5th was still living when I left the hospital.
Take me there immediately, Dr. Cartier.
Certainly, Dr. Petrie. My car is waiting. Heaven help you to succeed where we have failed.
Good morning, Petrie. You rest well?
Good morning, Sterling. Frankly, I didn't. I've been here over a week, and I've made precious little progress. Another patient died last night.
You know, Petrie, it's strange. Look at all this beauty around us. Palm trees, the sea. It's all so peaceful, and yet there's this terrifying menace.
If only I were able to find out what causes that peculiar swelling under the armpits of the victims.
Mm.
It's almost as... What are you staring at, Sterling? You've been looking through those binoculars every morning.
I wonder who she is, Petrie.
Who? What are you talking about?
There's a girl on the beach down there.
Well, why don't you go and see?
That's just it. That's the private beach of St. Clair de la Roche, and it's closed to the public.
Oh, well, here, have your breakfast. I've sent Jean for some more coffee. Ah, here he is.
What's the matter with him? He's... Jean! Jean!
Sterling! Wait. Quick! Help and lift him onto this bench. Come on.
All right.
Here we are. Easy with me. There. Now, let's see.
Petrie, look. His forehead. The purple shadow. Cover him up again, Petrie. I shall grieve for that face.
You must have seen some queer diseases in the Amazon, Sterling. Of course, you know the Uganda sleeping sickness. Look at that awful grin. The eyes rolled upwards until only their whites are visible.
But that purple spot.
Yes. When it reaches the eyes, finish.
Oh, it's horrible. Never seen anything like it anywhere.
Neither have I. Here, Sterling, I want to show you something. It's more in your line than in mine. Can you identify this?
Yes. It's a leaf of a fly-catching plant. What are those stains on the Petrie? How do you account for them?
I don't know how you account for them, but I found out what they are.
Oh? What are they?
Blood. Human blood.
Where did you find that leaf, Petrie?
I found it on the terrace under our breakfast table.
Yes, but I don't understand. You think there's a connection between this plant and the epidemic?
Sterling, sit down. I have something to tell you.
Yes, all right.
You see, I still don't know what I'm up against. Diagnosis is so tremendously difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I found elements of sleeping sickness in the blood of the first victim I examined, but I also found Bacillus pestis.
That's Sybil's pestis.
Yes, Sterling. The Black Plague.
Good Lord.
But, and here is the big point. The elements of sleeping sickness were a new variety. And so was the plague bacillus. Mm-hmm. And the crowning wonder, element and bacillus were working in perfect harmony.
You're swamping me, Petrie, but I have a hazy idea that there's something tremendous behind all this.
Tremendous? Something awful. Nature is upsetting her own laws as we know them.
Yes, of course I am.
And now, this very queer letter from Nayland Smith. I've been thinking about it ever since.
Oh, this is rather outside his province, isn't it?
You haven't met him. I think you will. Nayland Smith has one of the few first-class brains in Europe, and nothing is outside it. Listen, Sterling.
What is it?
I heard footsteps. My nerves, no doubt.
Look here, Petrie, you're overdoing it. Give the thing a rest and... Huh? Huh? Good Lord. You're ill.
Yes, yes. In that cabinet. Open it.
Right. Yes.
Here? Yes, that hypodermic. Quick, quick, quick. Here, in the arm. I called this 654, Sterling. I haven't dared try it on anyone else. But even if nature has turned topsy-turvy, I believe this might set her right again.
Strictly speaking, you ought to be in bed, old man. Your life is valuable.
Never mind, Sterling. My life's my own, and while it lasts, I've work to do.
I know, but
there can be no buts. I've got to solve this mystery. I've just got to.
Oh, wait, but you're not going to work all night again. Come on, let's turn in. It's late.
I can't understand it, Sterling. Jean was stricken this morning, and inside of 2 hours, he was dead.
Do you realize what that means? Come, Petrie, there's time enough to tell me in the morning.
Something's happened, Sterling. Something new, horrible.
And I... What was that?
Good heavens. It can't be possible.
It came from the direction of the Saint Clair de Roche.
Sterling, did you ever see this man called Marty Bay?
No, I never did. He lives in great seclusion.
His servants, what are they like? He must have servants.
Yes, of course he has. You're feverish, Petrie. You must go to bed.
Feverish, perhaps I am, but...
There it is again.
Yes. Did you ever hear that cry before?
No.
Well, I did. Sterling, I'm beginning to understand. I think I know what is the cause of this epidemic.
But what's it got to do with Saint Clair La Roche and those calls we heard?
You know whom I think is hiding behind the name Mardi Bay, Sterling?
What do you mean, Petrie?
A man whom I believe to be dead. A man who is apparently eternal. Dr. Fu Manchu.